What's going on, everybody? It's your boy JB back with another episode of JB vs. the Podcast, the most must-hear nerd podcast in the entire multiverse. I'm here with Carrie, no intro, to talk about WrestleMania Night 2. I hope you guys enjoyed WrestleMania Night 1 if you're joining us after it aired. Now, we originally did one long giant segment covering Nights 1 and Night 2, but we didn't want to overload you guys, so we divided it into two episodes. So, yeah, me and Carrie, I'm about to talk about WrestleMania Night 2 with you guys, so enjoy, and yeah, take care. All right, and we're back, and we're talking WrestleMania Night 2, Sunday, April 11th. This is a good card. Like, the more we're talking about it, the more we're going through it, the more I'm getting more excited about it.
I'm ready for it, man. They were talking about, a lot of people were talking about making WrestleMania a two-night event. I forget when I first heard of the idea, but I was like, that's not a bad idea. And here we are with two nights.
Now, Wrestle Kingdom, I feel like maybe might have done it a little better last year. Well, Wrestle Kingdom definitely did it better last year, because especially since they had the benefit of having pre-pandemic crowds.
Yep.
But I feel like WrestleMania is bigger and is grander, and they just do it just bigger than anybody else. Definitely the show of the year. And I can't even decide between Night 1 and Night 2 which card might be stronger, but we're going to talk about it. Like, and we could talk about that afterwards, because this whole card, the more I go through it, is stacked. And we're gonna open up real quick with Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler with Reginald defending their tag team championships against the tag team turmoil winners, who we both think is Natalya and Tamina.
Yeah, we both don't see it going anywhere else. The other three teams that's in the tag team turmoil match, Nia Jax and Shayna have already beat. So the intrigue of them facing Mandy and Dana, the intrigue of them facing the Riot Squad again. As much as I want the Riot Squad to win, I feel like they can do something good. I just don't see it as far as Vince goes.
Oh, by the way, Liv Morgan has a WrestleMania win and Sasha Banks doesn't. I'm just saying.
Continue. And Naomi Lana, they also have been beaten by Shayna and Nia, not to mention Lana got put through the table, what, seven weeks in a row by Nia Jax, which I absolutely love, by the way.
Give or take. Lana's really improved.
She has.
Like, really improved last year.
They could have really did something good with that storyline, though, with Lana, the being bullied by Nia Jax, Shayna, and finally, getting over it kind of the same way I wanted NXT to do with Dakota Kai and Shayna. But, again, that's a whole, and it got a little glimpse of it when the acting title match on NXT with Shayna and Nia against Raquel and Dakota, which I like. But again, they already beat them, Naomi and Lana, so it's no point. So again, Natalya and Tamina, who we both think is going to win, against Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax. Now, this is a little tricky, because we talked about it earlier on recapping, or not recapping, preview Night 1. They've been building up Natalya and Tamina as a formidable tag team.
Absolutely. And that talking to that Paul Heyman gave him to him talking smack last week.
Exactly.
Woo.
So
if that's not telegraph, I don't know what is.
They've been building them pretty well. So I can definitely see them winning. Now, obviously, Shayna and Nia are no slouches, because they're two-time champs now. We know Shayna's ruthless. You know Nia. When she get hands on you, she can really put you, through the ring. But they're dealing with a tag team who we believe is going to win the turmoil. Yeah, I feel like can match them, though. Tamina, at one point, Nia and Tamina were tag team. It's a toss-up for me, but I'm going to go with Tamina and Natalya in this one. I think they win it.
I agree. Shayna and Nia have basically gone as far as they can go as a team. They're very entertaining, but I think they're better individuals as monsters that can tear through the women's division, go through the championship, especially since we may have a new champion, but we'll get into that later. But, yeah, Natalya, Tamina, it's long overdue, especially with those two, with the heritage that they have, and it's pretty obvious. If they get to the tag team turmoil match, it has to be them.
Yeah.
Now, this one I think is going to be fun, this next one. Riddle versus Sheamus for the United States Championship. Now, this one also,
Shocker. Lackluster build. Shane is just like, hey, nice scooter. Not, and then kind of hit him. And boom, here we are.
Don't dare touch the scooter.
Hey, he's been wilding with that scooter.
He's hilarious. Riding through the backstage with it. It's hilarious. But the AKA, don't man, touch my scooter. And then Sheamus beat him on Raw. And then, yeah, now here we are. Like you said, lackluster build. No surprise there. Shocker.
Sheamus and Mustafa, like, discussing him in the scooter. He kind of rides by him.
I enjoy him very much on the scooter. He's hilarious.
I know people think he might be problematic and whatnot because of the rumors surrounding him and cheating on his wife once upon a time, but I thoroughly enjoy his character. I thoroughly, like, the fact that everybody knows he's a weed hit and they super lean into it.
Yep. Yep.
I love it.
I do too.
And I grew up around weed heads. And he is just like a couple of people I know. And they're just a riot to be around. So we love Riddle on JP versus the podcast.
Yeah, but you know how people are too. But just the you said about the allegations on them or whatever. You know how people are when, and I always say this about, you know, relationships or whatever. You have the side chick possibly, and eventually the side chick wants to graduate. And that may not be the case. You could tell the person 1,000 times that's not where you want to go, but they're not trying to hear that. They have feelings for you, and at that point, you can't do anything about it. And they're going to look at your current relationship as, okay, this is why you won't be with me, because you're with this person. Let me ruin that so you can be with me. So, not saying that's what happened with Riddle. I'm just saying it's a possibility. People need to relax. But anyway, back to the match. I'm going Riddle. I think he keeps it. I think he's too entertaining to get the belt off of him right now. I think it's going to be a great match again. I think this is going to be a sleeper match as well. Sheamus is brutal, as we know. Not to mention Riddle touched his hat on Raw, and Sheamus is hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so. But I
don't touch the hat.
Yeah, don't touch the hat. Do not touch the hat. Don't touch the Irishman's hat. You might get the punches to the face. Well, not might, you will. But anyway, I'm going to go Riddle. I think he keeps it.
Oh, I got to agree with you there. Sheamus has been on an absolute roll over the last couple of months. I feel like Sheamus is somebody that we as fans don't appreciate. So, I don't know, man. Sheamus is one of those things. It's just one of those people that we just don't give flowers to. But one of the things he does do best is put people over and make them look really good doing so. So with that being said, I got Riddle over Sheamus too.
Yeah.
All right. So next up, and this could be match of the surprisingly could be match of the night. Who knows? But this is one of my candidates. Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn with Logan Paul in a singles match. Woo! Now, the build is crap.
Yep.
But who cares? Who cares that this build is crap? This is Sami Zayn versus Kevin Owens. Kevin Steen versus El Generico at WrestleMania? What?
Who would have thought?
Who ever would have thought we would have got this match at WrestleMania after all the times we've seen it before through NXT, through the main roster, like Battleground a couple years ago was supposed to be the last time, and then they end up fighting some more, and this is all right. If they let Sami Zayn really go and really let him wrestle like he knows how to, instead of this cowardice pussyfooting style that he's been doing over the last year or so, then this really could be match of the night.
Yep. Like you said,
I don't know. I'm talked out. I'm excited about
like that. You said, build, no shock, trash. But at the end of the day, Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn in a match, 1-on-1, WrestleMania. You can if you are a wrestling fan, you have to get excited. You have to. Build sucking or not. This is Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. And like you just said, NXT, we saw it. We saw it on the main roster. Obviously saw it before they both came to NXT. So we've seen it. But that means we know what we're getting. And I agree with you. If they let Sami Zayn be Sami Zayn, give me Sami Zayn, NXT Sami Zayn, please. And I will be happy. Give me KO is just KO, man. KO had the match against Roman Reigns, the last man standing match was absolutely ridiculous. And we know that this match in itself, just KO versus Sami Zayn, what it could potentially be. We just need WWE to let it be exactly what we know it can be, and we'll all be happy.
For those of you who don't know, this really could be it. this seriously could be it. Who you picking?
This is rough because they, you know, Sami got the Zayn, got the Zayn, got the documentary going, and I'm gonna go Sami here. I think Sami wins.
Ah, man.
This is also a toss-up because, you know, it could go either way, but I'm going to go Sami.
It could really go either way. And neither one of these guys have lost single matches at Mania. Actually, no, Kevin Owens lost a single match at Mania. He lost to Chris Jericho. Shoot. This is a tough one for me, man. I'm going to have to – I'm thinking Kevin Owens. I think he has to go over here. Wouldn't be mad if it went the other way. Wouldn't be surprised if it went the other way. But this is just going to be a good old-fashioned wrestling match, and I just love it.
Yep, this is the Cesaro and Rollins of night two.
Absolutely. Now, Big E versus Apollo Crews in a Nigerian drum fight for the Intercontinental Championship. This has been one of the better builds, but just kind of poorly executed.
And also kind of going a little ways, too.
Yeah. I felt like they probably should have ended this last month.
Yep.
I don't know. But I'm Nigerian. I'm not sure if you know that. I'm not sure if the audience knows that. I'm Nigerian. What the hell is a Nigerian drum fight? I don't even know.
I was just about to ask you. You know what? Since you are Nigerian, can you explain this match?
No, the hell I can't, because I've never heard of such things. What is this? Disrespect.
I don't know. I had to replay, I said, a what now? Normally when somebody says a match, you get an idea like in your head of what something could be. In this case, I have no idea, no thoughts, no nothing. What in the world is this match?
I don't know. Is it a street fight?
I am actually intrigued for this match simply to see what the hell kind of match is this.
Well, do they have to beat each other to a pulp and then run up to the ramp and beat a drum to end it? I don't know.
But you know what? It's so many possibilities like that it could be. Do I have to hit you over the head with a drum?
Is it a drum on a pole?
Are we doing like, you know, making beats on a drum? I just have so many questions and I need them answered.
Because I know what I've seen Nigerian drums. I've played a Nigerian drum. On various sizes. And you know what? They are not lethal.
I'm going to need Apollo to explain on SmackDown, please.
They are not lethal enough to justify having a match named after it.
Yeah.
No, that's like me saying, let's have a milk carton match.
Oh, no. Like, I'm going to need Apollo to elaborate on SmackDown.
I'm going to need him to do something, because this don't make no damn sense. Whoever named it, try again, bro. You did poorly.
Here's the thing. Whoever named it, you better deliver. Otherwise, you are no longer in charge of match name. No, you are done.
Because you dropped the ball on this, pal.
Nigerian. I can't. For that alone, I can't wait to see this match. Because I want, unless Apollo, of course, explains, but still going to want to see the way. But because me and you in the same boat, we have no idea what in the world a Nigerian drum match is. And I have another friend that's Nigerian. He said the same thing. What is that? I said, are you asking me? Who's Nigerian here? You. But
I call one of my cousins. I'm like, bro, am I tripping? Because I've never heard about or something.
Like, I don't know.
Because I know I was born here. Like, I know I was born here. Is there something I'm missing?
I don't know. I don't, like I said,
I don't know.
The intrigue for this match comes from that alone. I agree with you. I think this should have been nipped in the bud maybe a month ago. Or maybe you could have had Apollo do the heel turn earlier, because the heel turn happened so late that now it's like, well, now Big E has to deal with the heel turn Apollo now, as opposed to, you know, the face Apollo. But
smiling, no character Apollo.
Now, I'm going to go with Big E here. I think he wins. I know. I slightly want to go Apollo because it is his match, and I think he definitely could win, but I'm going to go Big E. He's beaten him a couple of times, and I think Big E wins again.
See, I'm having a little bit hard time picking a winner here because I have no idea what the hell we're dealing with.
Yeah, that's true.
But
is it a matter of flips? Then Apollo Crews obviously wins.
Right. If it's a who can spear somebody through the ropes better than this, it's definitely Biggie. Yes.
Who can dance better? Probably Biggie.
Yeah. Who could do a split better? Biggie definitely Biggie. Biggie.
So, yeah, we would love to know what we're dealing with here, WWE. Thank you.
But I'm going to roll with Apollo. I got to go with my cousin here. Top. Yes, I'm claiming he's my cousin. He's
how
Nigerian.
There you go with your cousin. But he don't even know what the damn match is either.
I'm sure he knows. He called it. Look, now, Apollo is like, I feel like Apollo is me if I was reincarnated as a wrestler. He's Nigerian like me. He's from Stone Mountain like me. Like, we got all the parallels.
he going with his wrestling self.
Basically. If I would have pursued anything, if I pursued wrestling, like, maybe we'd have been this, like, a tag team or something. I don't know. We're also both bald-headed and got beards, so there's that, too.
A lot of similarities here, y'all. A lot of similarities. A
lot of similarities. And because of that, I got to go with UHA Nation here. All right. That business is done. I think the most predictable match of the night is next. The Fiend with Alexa Bliss versus Randy Orton in a singles match. The Fiend and Randy Orton have been beefing for far too long, but I think this might be the first or second best built match of this whole card. We've seen The Fiend and Randy Orton a couple times over the last few months. We've seen what happened in the aftermath. Randy Orton set The Fiend on fire in their match at TLC, the last match to close out 2020, which is very appropriate considering what 2020 was. It was a fire for a lot of us. So, yeah, Randy Orton, Fiend. Fiend came back a couple months ago. He's been teasing his return. Alexa Bliss has been kind of taking over the feud, and they kind of carried it for a few months. And, yeah, Randy Orton, Fiend, he's back. He's burnt to hell. Super crispy. So, yeah, that's what it is, man. Fiend, Randy Orton, what you got?
I got The Fiend winning. I don't see any way that he loses. The build has been good. Might have been running a little long. I get The Fiend coming back and, you know, looking the way he looks right now. I get why they did it this way and how everything's going down. Like you, I agree with you. Definitely one of the best built matches of WrestleMania. Like I said, might also have gone a little long, but I appreciate a long storytelling sometimes. So I'm gonna give it a pass for that. But I think The Fiend wins. It's not even close. I don't think Randy wins. I believe this is the end of that feud. But the question for me, not even about those matches, where in the world does The Fiend go from here? I don't know.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
So what now? Is he still burned? I don't know.
Like, does he get like a healing potion? Does he bathe himself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka? Like, what happens after this for The Fiend? Does he just like come at opponents with his smoky vengeance? Like, what happens? That's a very, very good question.
What does he? I don't know. I don't know what happens from here.
I don't know. But it's I'm with you on the Fiend winning. I think that is the most this I think is the most obvious.
This was obvious.
I'd be incredibly shocked if it went the other way for any amount of for any reason. But the Fiend, yeah, you're right. Where does the character go from here? Where does a character like this go? That's a question for another day, I suppose. Let's just get through the Sunday and we'll see where we'll it goes from that. Bray Wyatt has not let us down.
This is true.
At all. As a character. So I'm pretty sure there's going to be something in store for this afterwards. But yeah. Where do you go from this? This is the end of the feud. It has to be.
Better be.
There's really nothing left they can do after this. So let's just hope. And let's hope it is. Because this has been going on for a long time. Randy and Alexa kept it going beautifully. But this has to go off.
He came back late to a match. All right, let's go. This is it. This should be it anyway.
Boom. And just be done with it. And let's move on. Please, WWE. Let's move on after this. All right. So, Raw Women's Championship, Asuka versus Rhea Ripley, build, garbage. Asuka just got challenged by Rhea on her first night on Raw, and that was that. Yeah.
They did the same nonsense they did with Sasha and Bianca, had them fight Shayna and Nia earlier on Raw, and Rhea pretty much did what she wanted to do to Asuka to get her off her game or whatever, pushed her off the top rope and, you know, it just slammed her on the floor. A lot of things went on, but the build, man, and this is such a great match on paper.
It's arguably one of the best matches Night 2 has to offer on paper alone. We're talking about two of the most dominant NXT Women's Champions of all time. Like, and Rhea, same thing with Bianca. Asuka, same thing with Sasha. One of the best in the business versus somebody who's not quite there yet but has all the tools and all the makings to be a superstar, to break the mold. Like, and I think Rhea is, as of now, a better performer than Bianca is. And Asuka, I mean, do we have to say anything about Asuka? Okay, do we really have to say anything about
Asuka?
We
know what Asuka can do.
Like, I mean, my God, Asuka is one of the best women's wrestlers in the world. A legend in her own time. But they have done nothing right by her since she's won that title. Like, outside of Sasha and the Bayley feud, they have done nothing.
That annoys me.
And that is so trash because she's so good and she's so great and just one of the best. And they hold her back so much. I miss NXT Asuka so much. Hell, I miss Kana so much. There is so much there for Asuka to do and be, and they just don't let her go. And it's sad because they got her in this unenviable position where she has to face off against somebody who, by all intents and purposes, should win this match. Rhea should win, especially after what happened last year.
Yeah, I'm unfortunately agreeing with you because I want Asuka to win, but I don't see any way Rhea doesn't win. Like you said, and we've said it for a couple of these matches on both nights, that build trash. Match on paper looks good, but the build has not been good. And it's one of those matches, again, that the build could have been so much better. I know they're trying to ramp it up now with what happened on Raw, but I mean, and last week as well. But I just hate when a build has so much potential and it doesn't get capitalized on it. I was, and I know I might be putting any build against this could be detrimental, of course. I'm not expecting that same build, but man, I watched a build the other day to Austin Rock at WrestleMania 17. It was just perfect. everything about was that just was perfect. Even a promo for WrestleMania 19 with them two was perfect. It was just like, yes, that's what I'm talking about. The build, the promo, the everything was great. And when you have a good build, the promo writes itself. When you had a little promo before the match, or when you build and you saying, oh, well, this happened on WrestleMania, it builds itself, man. And they're missing that with a lot of this card. That sucks. Like we just said, The Fiend and Randy is probably the best built as far as longevity. Big E and Apollo Crews have been built, and so has Cesaro Rollins. So that's probably the best three built of the entire card. But, man, exactly. It could be so much better, and I 100% agree with you, unfortunately, that Asuka has not been done right since she won the belt, besides the Sasha Bailey. And we know NXT Asuka. So, I'm sure any Asuka fan seeing her before NXT or during NXT. I caught wind of her in NXT. I didn't know about her beforehand. I did a little research and I, you know, got my history on her then. But when she got to NXT, I instantly became a fan. I'm just like, I like her music. Her interest is one of the best, in my opinion. Interest music as well.
Absolutely. So, I agree.
But man, I agree with you. They just don't do what they should do with her. I feel like her championship reign right now should be comparable to EO's NXT championship run right now. Why that doesn't happen, I don't know. But she's in that position where I just don't see her winning. As much as I want Asuka to win, I don't see it. Selfishly, yes, I want Asuka to win, and I want to pick Asuka. But I don't see it happen. I think Rhea takes it home.
Like, this is a very unenviable position because you have to put – Rhea has to win. She has to, because then she's 0-2 at Mania. And then she's 0-2 against top dogs in a division where it's either you're the top dog or you're not. I'm going with Rhea. I think Asuka deserves so much better, and I want so much better for her. And I don't think Rhea should, but I think that she will.
I agree.
Oh, man. Either way, that's going to be a hell of a match. Either way, it's going to be a hell of a match. Whew, this is for all the marbles. Roman Reigns, head of the table, versus Edge, the ultimate opportunist, versus Daniel Bryan and the Yes Movement for the WWE Universal Championship in a triple threat match. Now, this has probably been the best built match for this entire Mania. Roman has been, he's had SmackDown on a stranglehold since he won the belt back after, well, a week after SummerSlam. Yeah, so he's had the belt, like, he's had everything just on lock since then. He's a new character. He's mean. He's like a Samoan mob boss. He's as badass as he's ever been. He's as mean and as vicious as he's ever been. He has turned it up to an insane level. He is way over 9,000 with the way he's been. And then, of course, you have Edge, who, how can you boo Edge after everything he's been through? Like, and then to go the distance, go on in the Rumble, go to 1 to 30 and win the whole thing. Like, Jesus. And then him coming back from injury after being gone because of injury for so long. And then you have Daniel Bryan, who is the sentimental favorite, who by all accounts shouldn't be in this match, but at the same time has a right to challenge for the championship after everything he went through. Won the Elimination Chamber, had to face Roman Reigns right after being tired as awesome. Almost pulled a rabbit out of the hat with it too. And then had an opportunity at Fastlane to face Roman Reigns for the championship, and then to have that essentially taken from him by Edge in his own hubris. This is so interesting because
Roman Reigns has every right to be pissed. Edge has every right to be pissed. Daniel Bryan has every right to be pissed. And yet, they're all responsible for all the positions that they're all in. I think this is the best built match of this entire card. This is the match I'm most looking forward to more than any other on the whole WrestleMania weekend, other than my wife, on night one. And Carrie, take it, because I got nothing left.
I 100% agree. Definitely the best built match of the entire WrestleMania. You laid it out perfectly. Roman was expecting a one-on-one match, not getting it. Edge expecting a one-on-one match, won a Royal Rumble, didn't get it. Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns tapped out, ref didn't see it. I'm pissed. I want my return match. He tapped out. And now, even though Daniel Bryan knew it beforehand, Daniel Bryan made him tap out. And it's on video. It's what they say, caught you in 4K. So Edge, of course, and Roman are both pissed that they're not getting the one-on-one conversation they wanted, which is fine. I love Edge coming out and saying, I looked in the mirror, I saw the rated R superstar. Because the happy-go-lucky, just chilling Edge ain't going to get it done. Not in this match. Roman, as you mentioned, has been killing it. He's been on fire. He's a damn boss at this point. Head of the table.
He is the... I'm going to say this, and people might be getting mad at me for saying this or whatever. I don't care. Roman Reigns is the best professional wrestler in the world right now.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely going to get some people mad.
I don't care. I know some people might argue Will Ospreay, and of course people will say Kazuchika Okada and Kenny Omega and yada, yada, yada. I don't care. Roman Reigns, as a complete wrestler, in the ring, on the microphone, is the best in the world right now. He is the single biggest draw in professional wrestling right now.
I respect it.
He is right now. He is at top of his game.
Yeah. He's come back and he's been ridiculous. And and we talked about it earlier about mic skills and talking. We talked about Cesaro. Seeing where Roman was when the Shield first started to now is night and day. As far as talking goes. Completely. I'm sure Paul Heyman has helped him with that, but man, he has gone from one-liners and finishing off the speeches of Dean and Seth to just being this condescending a-hole slash tough guy. It's crazy. It's like so much. And can I just give Roman and Jey Uso their flowers for that feud they had? Because that was just beautiful.
And it's not even like – that wasn't even like the best match I've ever seen. But just from a storytelling standpoint,
man. And when Jacob said, I hate you, and then Roman, I love you. Like, just, oh man, it was so good. So good. Even before the match, when Jay hit Roman with a chair like about 3 or 4 times, so I love you too, and was hitting with the chair. It was just so good, man. It was so good.
Everything about that was just so good. And even everything about Roman and Kevin Owens was so good.
Yep.
Everything about that was so good.
All of it. So,
man. Everything done with Daniel Bryan and Roman is so good. Everything with Edge, just Roman has not missed this entire time.
He hasn't.
And I'll tell anybody, Roman Reigns is my favorite wrestler right now in professional wrestling. Like, it's not even close. Right? Roman Reigns, like, he's it right now.
I just speaking. I was talking about buying a Hurt Business hoodie. I had it, his head of table sleeveless hoodie come with that. So, big fan. I've been a fan since people hated him. So, I mean, I'm still a fan. I didn't know he had his in him. I'm just like, wow, this is crazy. But my wife actually was she thinks Roman Reigns her boyfriend. She's like, why is he bad now? And I was like, you don't understand. Why is he bad now? I said, he's the bad guy now. He came back as a bad guy. But like yeah. you said, man, like going back to the match, best build, absolutely. Love the dynamic of all three because it's so much story to tell and they've told it brilliantly. And it was like a lead up. You saw Roman and Bryan fight at the last pay-per-view. Edge won the Royal Rumble, obviously, and chose Roman Reigns. It just so much going into the one match. So I'm excited for this match. This is probably my favorite match of night two, definitely.
And also consider this. Edge is pissed that Daniel's in the match, but if he hadn't hit Daniel with the chair at Fastlane.
That's true. And also just Daniel Bryan hit him with, I thought you were the ultimate opportunist. If anybody will understand, it's you. So, like I said, man, the dynamic of all three, of all the, there's like so much stuff intertwined, man. It's great. So, but as far as who I got winning, I think the head of the table keeps it.
Whew, boy. Okay. Who do I think keeps this? Who I think wins it all? You know what? My intuition tells me that maybe it's Roman. I think it makes sense for Roman to retain. I think that where he's at, where his character has so much more to go, he has so many more people to go up against. I think that him and Cesaro are destined on a collision course. I think him and Big E definitely on a collision course. I think it's written for that to happen. I think him and Big E at next year WrestleMania, that's money. That's big money. But I'm gonna go with a swerve here. And I need you to feel me on this. I think Daniel Bryan wins.
Okay. Not a lot of people thinking that. I like it.
And here's why. So to me, it makes sense. Well, traditionally, close out WrestleMania with the face winning. Daniel is the only clear face.
Yeah, Edge is teetering right now. We all know Roman is all the way on the hillside and deep end.
Oh yeah, super. He's darker than me right now on the heels on the dark side. But yeah, Daniel's the only face in this match. Daniel he's the only one that has played mostly by the rules in this. And he created the situation. And this possibly could be his last Mania.
Yeah, that's true too.
I don't think it is. But he ain't got that many left. For sure. And if you want to pull the trigger on a Daniel Bryan championship run, that's your chance to do it. I don't think Edge is going to be full time.
He's not.
Daniel Bryan, I think he wins it. I think he loses it soon after. I think he gets it back to Roman after a certain point. Because we could be looking at, and if this is based on what I think, if this goes down the way I think it will with the WrestleMania card, Daniel Bryan versus Seth Rollins would be next.
That's true.
But, yeah, and you got all these intriguing matchups.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense if Roman retains, but I think it makes just a little bit more sense if Daniel retains. And based on the run that happened the last 3 weeks, Roman's going to stand tall at the end of SmackDown on Friday.
Yeah, definitely.
So, with all that, it just points to me that Daniel will come out on top at WrestleMania. It's unpopular, and I know I'm picking against two of my favorites, Sasha and Roman. I'm picking against both of them, even though I'll probably switch to Sasha at some point. As of right now,
It's early.
Listen, man, you don't know me. Anyway. But I'm picking against both my favorites, but I'm doing it with good reason. I think Daniel pulls this off.
Okay.
There it is.
I feel your reason. I see what you're trying. I see the reasoning. It makes sense. It makes sense. I'm still going Roman though.
Okay. And that's fair. That's absolutely fair. And if Roman wins, I would not be mad at that either. Okay. So just like on night one, night two, what do you think is the match you're going to look back on and rewatch?
I'm going to the match we were just talking about, the triple threat match for the Universal, Roman, Daniel Bryan, and Edge.
I agree. I think this is clearly like, I don't think that there's like I don't think we've had a main event match that's felt like a main event match at WrestleMania in quite some time. Like, Becky, Ronda, Charlotte, I think has as close as it's come in a while. And even with that one, and that was the main event. It should have been the main event. But it also had some of its issues as well. And it's no fault in part to them. It's just the way that it happened, the way this shook out. I feel like this is like the money match. And I feel like this is a money match that we've lacked at the top of a Mania card in a long, long time. And I think this will deliver because we've got three veterans, three guys at the top of their game. And especially in the case of Edge, who's forgotten more about wrestling than most people will ever know. This could be really, really special. And I think it will be. And whether it's Roman or Daniel or Edge that comes out on top, I feel like this is a match that we're going to look back on for years to come and be like, wow, that was pretty damn good. And there it is. So, to recap night two. Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler versus the tag team Turmoil winners, who we both think are going to be
Tamina.
Natalya and Tamina. We think that they're going to win it. New champs, new women's tag team champions. Riddle versus Sheamus.
Yep.
We're both riding with Riddle. Boom, there it is. Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn. I'm riding with KO. You're riding with Sami. So that's the first time we both defer. Big E versus Apollo Crews in a Nigerian drum fight, whatever the hell that means.
The match intrigue is in the match type alone right now.
I'm rolling with Apollo, and you're rolling with Big E. All right. The Fiend with Alexa Bliss versus Randy Orton. The most obvious, we're both rolling with The Fiend. Asuka versus Rhea Ripley for the Raw Women's Championship. We're both rolling with Rhea. And the main event for the Universal Championship, Roman Reigns versus Edge versus Daniel Bryan. You're going with the head of the table. I'm going with the leader of the Yes Movement. WrestleMania Night 2 in the books. Now, before we close out, I got to ask you, how do you think this Mania will stand up to other Manias as time moves forward?
I think it's really going to depend on, I know it's probably obvious, but it's really going to depend on how each match delivers, because we just talked about probably half of the card where the build was lackluster. So now if the matches deliver, we won't remember that the build was lackluster. Because, you know, WWE does a great job of their promos and making it a big fight feel, making it feel like that. So, you know, they can kick a promo any kind of way they want to, and they can make it look really good. So it's going to depend on how each match delivers, because we both believe that we just talked about the Universal Championship match, that match is going to deliver. Are the other championship matches going to deliver? What match steals the show? So I think, honestly, I think it'll stand up pretty well, because if you look at the card, man, the card is pretty good. It's a really good card.
This is a really good card. It's one of those cards that you don't really think about.
Exactly. So you don't see, you know, you hear, like, you might think to yourself, okay, Bad Bunny's on the card. You know, you might think down on that. But if you look at the rest of the card, and again, if you, you know, for the casual fan that hasn't watched Raw, hasn't seen what Bad Bunny's been doing, you may say, oh, well, he's on the card. Why waste a spot on him? Like we both said, he's been pretty impressive. He's been there. He's, like I said, my biggest thing with him, he's been available. He's been there. So, but if you look at the card top to bottom, both women's matches, women's title matches scream, you know, match of the night possibilities, because, you know, you got four women who can really, really go, like you said, two of the best women's wrestlers in the world versus two women that can become that because they had the potential to do it. So in the Universal Championship match, you got two veterans, and the WWE Championship match, same thing. Two guys been on fire. So again, it really can be, honestly, if let's say if 8 out of 10 matches deliver, it could be up there with one of the best.
The thing about Mania, and this is the best thing about Mania, good bill, bad bill. We remember the good bills. The bad bills will be lost to time. Like, we're very, like, kind of meh now because we're in the moment. We've seen how this has progressed. A year or two, even some months from now, we're not going to be talking about the build and how whack it was to most of these matches. They have to deliver. And I think with these matchups, we got people, for the most part, that are in positions to succeed. Sasha and Bianca will deliver. Bobby and Drew will deliver. Cesaro and Seth will deliver. Asuka, Roman Edge and Daniel will deliver. Fiend and Randy, that's going to be good. At the very worst, it's going to be good. Big E and Apollo have had good matches over the last couple of months. So I would expect
it'll be good.
Right, but the fact that they're these two in the ring, I have faith that it's going to be really good. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn is solely dependent on what Sami Zayn we get. Solely dependent. And if we get NXT Sami Zayn, this is going to be one of the best matches of the night, of the whole weekend, period. Riddle and Sheamus, two very reliable, two dependable dependable performers. We're going to get at least something good out of them. And if we get Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler versus Natalya and Tamina, that is four of the very best. And, well, maybe not Nia, but 3 out of 4 of the very best. And, oh my God. Like, this has the makings to be a very, very special weekend. Oh my God. Can you imagine watching this in one night? All 14 matches in one night?
I'd be drained.
No, definitely. I'd be tired. I'd be so tired. But this is a lot of talent, and I am so glad that WWE is taking this route to split it up. Two nights, more matches, more opportunities to make moments. And I am so grateful that we live in this time as wrestling fans, because this is more than what we could have asked for.
I'm cool with it.
Spoiled. And I am so cool with it. Because these days, oh man. Between this, AEW, New Japan, Impact, we got a lot. We get so much, and this is the biggest one of the year. And here's something else to consider. When the first WrestleMania on the WWE Network, rest in peace, WWE Network, the first WrestleMania on the WWE Network was WrestleMania 30. That was the Daniel Bryan Yes Movement at WrestleMania. That was also saw the end of the streak. That was one of the low-key, one of the better WrestleManias that we ever got. I think that we'll be in store for this first one ever.
That's
true.
That's a good point.
I think that WWE will pull out all the stops with this one. And I'm excited. I'm really excited about this.
I'm ready for it to get started. Look, NXT, you got NXT coming Wednesday. You got NXT Thursday. Friday, we got SmackDown, the last show until WrestleMania. Then we got WrestleMania night one, night two. Then we got Raw, and we got NXT again. This is crazy wrestling week right now. So I'm all for it. I'm excited. I'm just glad it's not one night because I don't know if I can make it.
I'll make all the matches if it was one night.
Yeah, I'll probably sleep trying.
That was a Boondocks reference for those who didn't catch it. But man, this is what a time to be a wrestling fan, and I hope that you are going to come back next week so we can talk about what happened in the aftermath, that we can go over all this madness and see what happened.
Let's do it.
And let's talk about it. And there it is. All right. Once again, thank you for coming to the show. I got to hop over to your show and let me hit you up real quick.
But next Friday. Welcome. Can I hear a mess of your stuff? You can't.
You can't. But let the people know where they can find you so they can tune in to what you do.
Anchor / The Tro Show. That's TheTroShow. I'll be starting a YouTube channel this upcoming week. Talking sports, a little bit of wrestling. So, same thing that JB talks about. I'll be talking about some stuff similar. I'll be talking about my favorite team. I'm actually going to have a team special show. I'm not sure it's going to be a podcast or like a YouTube. I have to figure that part out, but it's about team origins. I want to know how certain people became fans of teams, because see, for me, I always get the you have weird teams, because I'm from New Jersey, but I'm not. The only home team I like are the New Jersey Devils. I'm not a Yankee fan, or the Giant fan, a Jet fan, Knicks fan, none of that. So I thought it'd be a good idea. So anyway, like I said, YouTube, The Tro Show, that's coming soon. Anchor.fm/The Tro Show. Twitter, Instagram, No Intro Bailey. So check me out. I'm sure I have JB over for a couple of podcasts also. So stay tuned for all that.
And it will be incredibly dope to have you over for that, especially since, you know, I'm a Falcons fan raised by two Cowboys fans.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am a Jacksonville Jaguar fan raised by a 49er fan and an Oakland Raider fan. So
that's a very odd mix. That's a very, very odd mix. But let's close this out, man. You can find me, as usual, if you don't know, at JB versus the World on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Subscribe to those. All the links will be down in the Thingamabob if you haven't already. You can also find me on Twitter at JBV the World, because versus was just too long for Twitter. And you can all have a link tree, too. So it has everything that you can find me at. And if you've made it this far, I appreciate you for making it to this far in the audio and the podcast. Thank you so much for supporting, not just me, but Carrie as well. And if you're a wrestling fan, just enjoy the show, man. Enjoy what we're getting. This is the best time of year to be a wrestling fan. The best time. And even if you're not a wrestling fan, like, even non-wrestling fans come out to celebrate with us. So just enjoy it. Take it in. Enjoy it. Enjoy. I hope you enjoy the NXT. Enjoy this.
Enjoy the fans.
Yeah, what a time to be alive. And that. So, yeah, thank you, everybody, for joining in for listening to JB vs. the Podcast. I want to thank Carrie once again for joining me. I'm your host, JB. Take care of yourselves and each other.
Yeah.
Trust that process.